in the matana noitlim, he could take it with her, says rotzen chayvin notlon, rotzen matana noitlon. Now in the matana, if he takes the vaters a present, loikach yofa koicha, isn't he better off? So Rashi says, they're not long the matana loikach koicha yofa. She yochol litrov lekuchais ala chayv. If he takes this for his present, said lemaisa, the person still owes the money. So he has a right still to go collect his money from lekuchais. But if he goes and takes this vaters says chayv, he can't collect any more money. So Rashi says, avzu. Ala mizoynes la tochu litrov lekuchais vi ala ksuba titrefaisam viim efnei ayisoy mishlo yomu akol ksuba machro v'inskal ksuba secho yicholi lahamid edim shiiru esanimcho la mizoynes viim nitzorach lekach yavoyu viido v'esanimcho ksuba lo etit v'efnei lekuchais. Because as far as like this, that that we say she goes and sells it, so she does, the reason why she doesn't have to say why is because she doesn't want the kuchas to come back and take it away from her. So as she says, Avzu ala mizoynois, if she sells it from mizoynois, lo tuchu loititroif lekuchais. Lo tuchu litrof lekuchais. She can't collect from lekuchais. V'yala ksuba, but if she's collecting it for the ksuba, titrofaisam. Then she can take away even from lekuchais. So therefore, when she goes ahead, like wants to sell fields, she even wants to go to lekuchais. So she doesn't want to say now why she's selling these fields. In other words, what happened here? So her husband sold the field to somebody else. And now she has a right to go to those people and say, my husband sold it to you, but you should know, my chayv comes first, and therefore I'm taking it away from you. So that she has a right to take it away from them is only if she collects for the ksuba. If she collects for the mezoinus, she doesn't have a right to take it away from them. Because the chayv mezoinus is first chal after he dies. And the husband sold it already before, he doesn't have to feed her from the property he already sold before. So therefore, that she goes and sells it stam, that means she goes to these people and say, I want the kaka, the reason why she doesn't have the right, she doesn't say, for mezoinus of ksuba, is because she wants to gain on the deal. So if she takes the property away stam, she could like say, all the property she's taking is for the ksuba, and she'll even take it away from the kuchais. As she's doing shleikedin, the chura has lach like before mistama, that once she chaps it already, she has the right to keep on it. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says like a dogma to this mushroom, to this chimera, that the person has the right to keep it, b'teras matana. Don't say b'teras of al-chayv, but say b'teras of matana. Here also, that she doesn't have to explain herself for sure why she's selling it, not that she doesn't have to prove herself to the Yorshim. It could be later, like Rashi said, she'll have to bring Edim to prove herself to the Yorshim. But I call upon her right now, she doesn't want to say for what purpose she's taking it, because she wants to be able to take it away from the kuchais. If she's collecting it for the ksuba, she could take away for the ksubas, from the lekuchais. If she's collecting for the mezoinah, she can't. That's why she has a right to collect it stam, and not to say for what. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf tzadik zayin omen aleph. Gemara on top. Kate tzad mecheres. How does an amono sell her the yesenim's property? In other words, we're talking about now there where the husband died, he left over an amono and children. So halacha is that the children, they yarshin the nechosim. All the husband's, the father's property goes to the kids. And now the halacha is the almono, she has the right to collect really two things. First of all, kol zaman she doesn't remarry, she has a right to collect mezoinus. She has a right to collect the money for food to live on. Secondly, if she wants to, she can collect the money for her ksuba. Once she collects the money for ksuba, then she can't eat mezoinus anymore. But akoponim, she has a right though to sell the property of her husband. Kol zaman she wants to like eat the mezoinus, to have mezoinus. She doesn't want to remarry. She wants to just stay b'amunusa to be able to have panosa from the nechosim. So therefore the Bryson now says, Ketzed mecheres. How does the amono sell the husband's property that the Yorshim Yarshim, the kids took over? Is Amar Rebbe Daniel Ba Rav Ketina Amar Rafuna, in the name of Rafuna, that Moicheres Achas Lishnei Masachodesh. She's allowed to sell property that her husband left over that the kids yarshin enough to have money for 1 year. Let's say she needs $10,000 to live on for that year, so she's allowed to sell property worth $10,000 at the beginning of the year, or she sells property now worth for the whole year. But for Lokeach, the person that bought this field, like he owes her now $10,000,
But he does not pay it through all at one time, but rather mefarnes achas l'shloishim yoim. Like every 30 days, once a month, he gives her a check, let's say $1,000, he gives her each month. So Rashi explains why. Because maybe in the middle of the year, the Almana will remarry. And when she remarries, she doesn't have a right anymore to get mezainis. So therefore, if she does remarry, the Lekech now will give the leftover money to the Yorshim. Therefore, the Lekech, the person that buys the field off her now, only pays her monthly. That's Rav Huneshita. For Rav Yehuda, Omar, Rav Yehuda says, Moicheres l'shisha chadoshim. No, she's only allowed to sell enough at one time for 6 months. Not for a year's worth. She can't sell $10,000 worth. She could only sell $5,000 worth. For Lekech mefarnes achas l'shloishim yoim. That's the same thing, that the Lekech, the one that buys the field, with the money he owes her, he only pays it to her monthly. He gives her a monthly check, again, because if she does remarry in between, then the leftover money will go to the Yorshim. So b'kitzur, you have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says now, Tanya kavosa de Rav Huna. I'll bring you a proof to Rav Huna's halacha, that it says clearly, Mecheres l'shnei maso chedesh, that she has a right to sell at one time for 12 months for a year period. For Lakeach, the one that buys the field, Mefarnes achas l'shoshim yoim, pays her a check once in 30 days. Tanya kavosa de Rav Yehuda. We have another braisa right to Rav Yehuda, that it says, Mecheres l'shisha chedoshim, that no, the Amon is only allowed to sell at one time for 6 months worth how much money she needs. And the person that buys this field, he has a right, he's supposed to give her a check once every 30 days. Now, Omar Ameima, Ameima says, Hilchasa, what's the maskana, what's the halacha? Moicheres l'shisha chadoshim. She only has a right to sell at one time for 6 months worth. She can't sell enough property for years worth, but rather only for 6 months worth. And v'lakeach, the person that buys the field, Mefarnes achas l'shloishim yoim. He has to give her a check once in 30 days. So that's what Ameima said. The Psak Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Omalei Rav Ashi l'Ameima. So Rav Ashi said to Ameima, to Rav Huna mai, like, what do you do about Rav Huna? Like we meant to say, don't you hold like Rav Huna? So Omalei, Rav Ameima answered back, Loi shemili, I didn't hear it. Kolaymar, what do I mean to say? Loi sfirili, enechnami, I don't hold like him. That I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the halacha, that she's only allowed to sell at one time for 6 months worth. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshis. Now the Esther Shalom from Rav Sheshis. What's going to be the halacha? Moicheres l'mezoinis. True, the almona, after her husband died, and the kids yarshened all the husband's property, so that karka is meshubet to her for her mezoinis, and it's also meshubet to her for her ksuba. So Lamaisa, what's going to be if she sold all the property for a mezainis? Let's say the husband left over 10 fields, and in 10 years she sold all the 10 fields, and she used up all the money for mezainis. And at the end of 10 years, now she decides to collect the ksuba. She wants to remarry, or whatever it is, she wants to collect the ksuba now. But there's no more property left to collect the ksuba from. So the shadar is, Mahu shetachzor v'titroif l'ksuba. What's the lochanah? Could she go to these lokeachs? The people that bought the field off her, lemaisa, those fields were meshubit for her ksuba. Like when the husband had the field, it was meshubit for his wife's ksuba. So now, even though the wife sold it, the loch l'chur is she has a right to go to lokeach and take it back and say, "Listen, this field was meshubit to me for my ksuba, so I want to take it back now." And even if she sold it b'achrayis, the lokeach will go back to the yorshim and like complain to the yorshim. But that's the shuttle. Does the Amona have a right now when she wants to collect her ksuba to take back these fields from the people she sold it to? So Gemara says, "Kimi boyelu b'de Rab Yosef." We have a shuttle according to Rab Yosef's halacha. The Yom Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef says, "Our melosa and Amona dissolving if she sells the Yorshim's property. The halacha is achrayis ayasmi. Let's say she sold it to somebody." And that person has complaints, let's say the field's taken away from her, let's say other Baal Chayim come of the husband to collect the property, and they bought it back rice, the halacha is they have to go back to complain to the Yisayimim, even though the Almona sold it. But that's the halacha, the Almona that sells the Yisayimim's property, because she wants to collect mezoinis. And then later Baal Chayim come and take away the property from that lakeach, the lakeach goes back to the Yisayimim. The same thing with Veidina, the Zovin. If Beis Din went to sell the property for the almona's sake, and then Baal Chayvus come to take away the property from that person, the Lochariz Achrayas Ayasmi. That's Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush, that the Achrayas, the guarantee, was upon the Yusaimim, and if the property is taken away from those from the person that bought it, he has the right to come back to complain to the Yusaimim. So now Tashanel, now according to Rabbi Yosef, that even when she sells, the Amonis sells the husband's property for the purpose of her Mazainis, the Achrayas goes back to the Yusaimim. So Shalom is like this. My Kivon, the Achrayas Ayasmi, once for instance, the guarantee is upon the Yusaimim, Torfi. So then now when she goes to collect the Ksuba, she has a right to take back this property from the Lekeach, from the person she sold it to. Aye, she sold it to them, the Achrayas. So she tells them, go back to complain to the Yisraimim, try and get your money back from the Yisraimim. That's one svara. Oiduma maybe no. Motzi Amri Lo, she has a right to say. Motzi Amri Lo, they could say to her, the Lekeach, the one that bought the field, could say to this Almona, Nehi di Achray is the Alma. Like Kabila Saloch, true. You do not guarantee me that you'll pay me back if somebody else comes and takes away the field from me. As Lekeach tells the Almona true, I realize the loch is like Rav Yosef, that the guarantee is upon the assignment, not upon you. Even though you, the Amon, has sold me the property, I know if somebody else comes and takes away the field, if another Baal Chayv of the husband comes and takes away the field, I can't come to you, I have to go to the assignment. But Achrayis de Nafshecha, Mila Kibula Kabilta, but the guarantee for you yourself, that you yourself should not have the right to take the property away from me, didn't you at least give me that much of a guarantee? In other words, Lekeach tells the Amona, listen, you yourself sold me this property. How do you have a right now to come and take the property away from me for your ksuba? Since you yourself sold it to me, that should be an achrayus, like a guarantee that you yourself won't take it away from me. So that was the shayla. Omalei, the yetis Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes answered back and said, Omalei, Omalei, tinisu, we learned, the locher is moicheres v'hoileches ad kedei ksubasa. And Amona, when she wants to sell the property of a husband at the Yorsham Yashin for her mezonos, so if the husband left over 5 fields, she has a right to sell the fields to have money to live on. But you should know, ad kedei ksubasa, the last field, let's say the ksuba is worth $200, and the last field is also worth $200, she's not supposed to sell the last field for her mezonos, but rather she's supposed to leave over the last field for her ksuba. And she relies on that field. In other words, that she has to leave over fields to collect the ksuba from. She's not allowed to sell all the 5 fields the husband left over, but rather only sell 4 of them for her mezonos, and the 5th one she has to leave over for her ksuba. So luchuru shmamina, from here's a proof that shaira in. If there's a field left over she did not sell yet, that field she could collect for her ksuba. But loy shayora loy. Mashma, if she did not leave over any fields, but rather she went and sold all her husband's fields, the locher is now she can't collect the ksuba. She has no right to go to those people that bought it and take it away from them. So who received the svarir that this much achrayis, this much of a guarantee she gave them, that she herself won't take it away? Samura says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. For Dilma, maybe I'll tell you, Eitzah Tova Kamashmalun. Maybe over here, all the Braisa means to say is, we're giving her advice. We're giving this Almon advice that when you go to sell your husband's properties, don't sell all the nechosim, but leave over some to collect for your ksuba. Because if you're going to sell them all for the mezonos, and then even if you have a right to take it back for the ksuba, you should know it's not nice. Lo likru lo hadranisa. People should not call you like a person that retracts or take it back like an Indian giver. People should not say, here you sold it to me, and now the next day you're coming to take it back from me for your ksuba. Even though a pialocha, maybe she has a right to do it, but our koponim is giving her good advice not to do it. It's not nice to do such a thing like this. So maybe there's no proof. Maybe the locha, though, she does have a right to collect back the fields from the people she sold it to for her ksuba. Since Lamaisa, this is the field that belonged to her husband, and at that time the field was meshubed for her ksuba, so maybe she still has a right to collect it. So Mora says, no, in Cain, if that would be the pshat, that she does have a right to collect it, listen, goivak subosa minashar. It just should have said, like lechatchila, she collects a ksuba from the leftover property. But if there's no leftover property, mashma, like we say now, she has the right to go to the mishibodim to take it back. My somachlo, Why does the Brisa say a strong Lashon? That's what she relies on. What's the Lashon of Somachlo? It says, V'somachlo shetigva ksubosa. She relies on the leftover property to collect the ksuba. From this extra words, the strong Lashon of Somachlo, Shemamina, this is a good proof, and that's the Lachom, that Shayora in. If she left over property that she did not sell, then she has a right to collect it for ksuba. But loy Shayora loy, if she did not leave over any property, she sold all the nechassim for her mezainas, for her panosa, then she does not have a right again to collect it back for ksuba. That's the Lachom. Iboy liyu, we have a new question like this. What's going to be the locha zovin v'loyitz tzricho leizuzi? The person sells his property. Usually people don't sell properties for investment. You hold on to it. Unless you need cash, you need money. If you need money, then you sell your property. What's going to be a person needed money? He thought he has a good business deal to take care of. He needs cash now, $10,000 cash, to do the deal. So therefore he sold his property. But what happened was, after he sold the property, now the deal, the other person backed out. And he doesn't need the money anymore. So shall we, does he have a right now to go to the person that bought this field and tell him, Yishnau it's a mekach tois? Now the only reason why I sold you the field was because I thought I need the money. But now that I see I don't need the money, I want my field back. Sure, I'll give you back the money. But the question is, does he have to give back the field? Or can that person say, no, listen, I bought it off you. I paid you already. I made a kinyan. It's mine. You can't get it back. So that's a shaila. Is Hadri Zvini Eloi Hadri Zvini? Does he have a right to say it's a Mekir Toys, he wants back his money, or not? So Gemara says, Toshima, come, I'll bring you proof. The case is, the Hu Gavra, there was a man. The Zovin Ariel Rav Papa. They sold his field to Rav Papa. The person needed cash. So he went to Rav Papa. Rav Papa was very rich. He asked him, do you want this field? He said, yes. So he bought it off him. The Aftricha Leizuzi Lemizvin Turei. This person needed cash to go buy some oxes. He had a good deal to buy some turi. He wanted to get money. So that's why he sold his field to Rav Papa. The Seif at the end, it came out that he did not need the money. The person backed out. He did not want to sell him any more the oxes. He didn't need the money. So Rav Papa heard this. Rav Papa gave him back the field. So here you see that Rav Papa holds that was a Mekach Tois, that the person only sold him his field because he thought he needed the money. But now that he doesn't need the money, it's a Mekach Tois. That's why Lechur Rav Papa gave him back the money. So this Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof from here. I'll tell you maybe Rav Papa lefnim mishura sadin hu diyavid. What Rav Papa did was lefnim mishura sadin. What he did was more than the pidin. Our pialocha could be, you don't have to return the field. Since he sold it to you and you paid it, you made a kinyan, it's yours. Rav Papa went lefnim, means more than he's supposed to. Stam, as midas toivois, he went and gave it back. But not mikuradin. So here there's no proof. Tashma, come, I'll bring you another proof. The Yehu Bitsurta, the Heavy Ben Adoi. There was a time when there was a shortage of food in Adoi, and therefore it was very scarce, the food, and the prices went very high. So if you wanted to buy some wheat, a pound of wheat cost $1,000. There wasn't any wheat left. The little bit that left was cost a lot. So you had to pay $1,000 to get a pound of wheat. So what happened was, Zavinu Kuli Yalma, Liaftunayu. What people did was they sold the property. They didn't have cash. They didn't have $1,000 to buy wheat. So they sold their property to get cash in order to go and buy the wheat. But L'Soif at the end what came out was also Chiti, that the Maisa ship came to Nadoi full of Chitim. So therefore the prices went down again. Normal prices $1 a pound. And now people did not need the extra cash. They sold the fields. So they wanted to get back fields back. Like take back the money to give us back our field. So that was the shaila. What should they do? Is Omalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Dinuhu the Hadri Apanyu Marayu. That's the law. Rav Nachman said, the law is they have to return the fields. The Mashmet, the Mekach Tois, that since the people only sold the fields because they thought they needed money to buy wheat, but now that it came out, the price of wheat went down again, they don't need the extra money. So Rav Nachman Panskin, the people have to give back the fields. So who you see, it's called the Mekach Tois. So Mura says, maybe here there's no proof. Maybe here it was different by the Maisa, this case of Nadoi. I'll tell you, Hosam Nami Zvini B'Tois Hevi. There it could be as much different. Here by Nadoi, it was a real Mekach Tois. You know why? The Gloi Milso, the Arva B'Yakule Hevi Kaimi. It came out that now we see really what happened was the ship full of wheat really was there Nadoi. Just the Chveis Rashi says it was Akakusa, there was big winds there, it just stopped the ship from coming into dock. But really the ship was there. So it comes out that at the time when the people were actually selling their property, right then really the wheat was in Nadoi. And if they would have known really right then that the wheat is there, they would have never sold it. So at the time now when they're selling their fields, that's called the Mekach Tois. Because right now, it's a Tois. If they would know the truth that the wheat is here, they would never sell it. Mashenk, in the case before, where when you sold the field, you thought you need money for the business deal, and at that time the deal was still supposed to go through. First, after you sold your field, a day or two later, that's when first the Mecha, the other person, canceled out. So maybe at the time when you sold it, it wasn't the Mecha Tois, maybe that's worse, maybe over there, you can't say Mecha Tois, you can't get back your fields. But here by Nadoi, it was much better, Tigloi Milsa, that at the time when they sold it, the ship of wheat was really there already. And the Gemara says, Ihochi, if so, and Rashi is Gurus, like, this is the truth, like Ihochi, Rashi is Gurus, Ihochi, Hainu Vade Diomale. We only have the Gurus, Ihochi, Hainu Diomale. This is the way he said. Rashi says, Ihochi, Hainu Vade, this is very good, the way Rami Bar Shmuel Rav Nachman, that Rami Bar Shmuel told Rav Nachman, Im Kain, if so, Nimseis Machshulum Losulavai. Now, the Churif, they tell me now that the people in the Hardoi have to return the property, so the Churif people are not going to buy any more fields in Hardoi. They're always going to be afraid there's going to be a Mekar Tois. People won't want to buy fields. They're always afraid the next day the guy will change his mind and ask his money back, ask for his field back. So that's what they ask Rav Nachman like. If so, what you're saying, it's a Mekar Tois, you could retract the deal. People won't want to come and buy fields anymore. Omalei, so he answered back, Otto Koyoima Betzurut Tashrichi? Do you think this happens so often that there's a shortage of food? It doesn't happen so often. So there's one time it happened, but this time doesn't happen again. So here you see from here that what do you mean this doesn't happen again? Mashpuk, this was a special case. Because here was the Mekach Tois really at the time when they sold the fields, really the wheat was there. So such a case like this doesn't happen too often. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid that in the future people won't want to buy fields. But this, he said back to him, no, Omalei in, no, you should still be afraid. Betzurta binadoi, mishka shchichi. He answered back, no, it could be, it would happen again. It could be a shchichi, it may happen often, that there will be a shortage of food. And therefore, if you're going to tell me right now that it has a right to get back the fields, people won't want to buy the fields anymore. But I call upon him, we see here in the Shaka Vataya that you have this difference. That maybe Nadoi's case was different because over there was a Mekach Tois. At the time when they actually sold their fields, the wheat was really here. But our co-opponent of the Gemara ends off and says, though, the Hilchasa, what's the Maskona, what's the Alochom, that Zovin, if a person sold his field because he thought he needs it, he needs cash, and then later it comes out, no, he does not need the money anymore, not only in a case like Nadoi with the Gloy Milsom, but even in a regular business deal, where at the time when you sold it, you needed the money, and it was true, at that time you really needed the money, just later on something else new came up later, that the deal is not going to go through, you don't need the money anymore, still the lochriz hadriz vini. It's called the Mekach Tois, and you have a right to ask for the property back, you have a right to say the only reason why I sold my property was because I needed the money, and now that I see I don't need the cash anymore, I want my property back. Mashma, that's the loch, you have a right to say it's a Mekach Tois, you get your property back. Yeah, Mishnah says like this now. Almono beimin erusin beimin hanisuyin moichera shloi bebezdin. Tanakama holds an almona, that means a husband died. The locher is now she has a right to collect money for her ksuba. That's min erusin, because min erusin, if they only had erusin together first and then the husband dies, there's no din mezainis. But akoponu, she has a right to collect the ksuba. And now that the husband dies, so she has the right to go to the property and sell it to get her ksuba. Min hanesuyin, there could be she's selling the property to get mezainos. So Tanakama holds for both purposes, she's allowed to sell it, even shlei de bezdin. She doesn't have to wait till bezdin comes and sells and evaluates the property, but she's allowed to go down and sell it by herself. Rabbi Shimon, makes a difference, and says that min hanesuyin mecheres shlei de bezdin. True, if they had Nisuyin first to live together, and now the husband died, so the loch is that she's allowed to collect her mezainos. So for mezoinus, like Rashi explains, it's very important that the wife should have the money. She needs it for mezoinus, she needs it to live on. So therefore we don't make her wait until Beis Din sells the property, but she's let her go down right away and sell it herself. Marshankim in Harrison, if they only had Harrison together first, this couple only had Harrison. They never got, the husband didn't get around to make Nisuyin yet. And then the husband died, so Locher is now, the Yamana does not collect money for the Mizoinus. She only has the right to get a Ksuba, if Sorab Shimon says that Min Harrison le Timcher Ela Beis Din, now there's not such a rush for her to have the money, so therefore she has to wait until Beis Din goes down and sells the field for her. And he explains, Reb Shimon, Mifnei Shein Lo Mizoinus, because she doesn't have a right to collect Mizoinus. And the klal is v'chol shein lo mezoinus. Anytime the almona or even a grusha that does not have a right to collect the mezoinus, then the alocher is lo timcher ela beis din. Even though she has a right to collect the ksuba and she wants to sell the property to get her money for the ksuba, then she has to wait until beis din sells it. She can't sell it herself. So kitzes machlokes tanakam and Reb Shimon min erusin, when there's no mezoinus, does the almona have a right to sell the property herself to collect for the ksuba? So the Gemara says like this: Bishleim min hanesuyin. We understand Taka the svara why min hanesuyin, like Reb Shimon svara, when she gets mezoinus, why then she has a right to sell the property herself. She doesn't have to wait till Beis Din sells it for her. Mishra mezoini, like we said, because then she collects mezoinus. She needs money to live on, so therefore we don't make her wait. She has a right to sell the property herself.